Veins serve important functions in our bodies, mainly to return blood to the heart. And when they aren't operating properly, we may experience pain, heaviness, or achiness, not to mention varicose or spider veins. Vascular surgeon Dr. Luis Suarez is here today to tell us about the Southern New Hampshire Health Vein Clinic and how he and the team there can help with venous disorders. This is On Call with Southern New Hampshire Health. I'm Scott Webb. Doctors, nice to have you here today. We're going to get some information from you, an update from you about the Vein Clinic. Tell us about the work that the Vein Clinic is doing, your work there. Paint a picture for folks.
So the Vein Clinic, what we do is that we provide evaluation, diagnosis, and treatment for all venous disorders with special focus on chronic venous insufficiency, varicose veins, and venous ulcers. But also we see patients with venous obstructions or pelvic venous disorders. So basically the whole range of venous disease.
Yeah. Yeah, you touched on varicose there, but let's break this down. What are varicose veins? What are spider veins? Maybe you can tell us what they are and maybe what they're caused by.
Varicose veins and spider veins are these like unsightly dilated superficial veins that you can see under the skin of your legs. Mostly below the knee, but also it can be on your thighs. And again, they range from thin and kind of blue-looking spider veins that look more like a sunburst appearance when they coalesce. Or you can have these large, ropey veins, or the what we usually call varicose veins. They're very tortuous, kind of twisty-turny, and they can be accompanied by symptoms like pain, heaviness, achiness. Some patients can have itchiness too. In the most severe cases, they can have wounds on their ankles or what we call venous ulcers. And the reason why this happens is because most of them are secondary to something called venous insufficiency or venous reflux. What that means is that your veins are meant to bring the blood from your toes all the way inside your body and back to your heart.
Yeah.
And in order to do that, they have little valves that open and close really fast within your veins. And in some patients, in about 10 to 30% of the population, these valves don't work very well. It's what they call a leaky valve. And what happens is that some of the blood that should be going up, it stays on your leg. And because of gravity, it kind of pulls down. And when it pulls down, it increases the pressure on your legs. And the pressure kind of have to go somewhere. And that somewhere can present like leg swelling, but also it can present like dilated varicose veins.
Yeah, and you mentioned there that they're unsightly, sure. So some folks really don't like the way that they look, but it doesn't necessarily mean, right, doctor, that there's any health implications, right, that anything needs to be done. But I want to get a sense from you is like, when would you recommend treatment for folks if they have some of these things like varicose veins?
There's a different range of symptoms that can present, and the treatment is recommended mostly for patients that have symptoms associated to these varicose veins. We also offer cosmetic treatments, and we can talk a little bit about that in the future.
Sure.
But the main indications for treatment is symptoms, right? So those patients that the symptoms are interfering with their day-to-day activities, especially heaviness, achiness, swelling, those patients will benefit from treatment.
Right.
It can range all the way up to these venous ulcerations, which are very detrimental to quality of life. Their wounds are very difficult to heal.
Okay.
So we also treat those. But again, most of our patients present most of the times with just the varicose veins, with the pain and heaviness and achiness.
Right. Then I'm sure there's probably a range of treatment options, right? So maybe you can give us an overview of the treatment options that are available and maybe what's the recovery time? Like how long are folks really off their feet, if that's even a thing?
Yeah, so that's a good thing about the management of venous disease that have changed greatly in the past, 15 years. And is that most of the treatments that we do now are minimally invasive. And they're office-based, so we don't even need to go to the operating room. These treatments have different components. The most common treatments are what we call ablations. And what the ablations do is that they close the veins that are not working to decrease that pressure that I was talking about before. So when we identify veins that have these valves that are not working, we can close them with these ablation treatments. And these ablation treatments are done with just a small puncture somewhere around your knee area, and with a catheter in a procedure that takes about half an hour to 45 minutes. And when we do these ablations, the patient really don't need much time off.
Yeah.
You know, usually we tell them the time off is only the day of the procedure, but they can go back to their normal activities the same day and they can go back to work the day after.
That's amazing.
Sometimes we combine them with what we call phlebectomies, which is when we make small cuts to remove the varicosities themselves when the varicosities are too large.
Okay.
These are very small cuts. They're about 1 to 2 millimeters in diameter. And we basically pull the veins out. Like I tell the patients, we like pluck them out, you know? And this treatment is also minimally invasive. It sounds like it's more, and it may hurt a little bit more in the recovery time, but usually the time off from that procedure is about 2 days, 2 to 3 days tops.
Sticking with the ablations, give us a sense like thermal versus non-thermal, like take us inside there a little bit. How does all that work?
So either we use heat or no heat,
Okay.
okay? The traditional treatments are done with heat. Those were the first ones that were designed. And there's two types with heat. You can either do radio frequency, which is basically what technique you use to provide heat, okay? So
Yeah.
radio frequency is a catheter that heats up a probe, and the probe is the one that heats that burns the vein. You can use laser, okay, which is called endovenous laser treatment, where it's laser is a technique to provide heat. The one that we offer in our clinic is radiofrequency ablation, which is one of the more widely used.
Okay.
The advantage of the thermal ablations is that they're very reliable and we're very good at them. We've been using it for many years
Okay.
and they have a really high success rate of about 95 to 100%. The disadvantage is that the procedure, we can only use it for the veins above your knee, okay? For the leaky veins above the knee,
Okay.
all right? But most of the times, that's enough treatment to improve your veins below the knee,
Okay.
okay?
Yeah.
Now, because we're using heat, right? Around the veins, there's a lot of other structures, right? As you can imagine, if you look at your legs, there's
Yeah.
fat, there's skin, there's nerves, right? There's other
Of
things.
course.
So if we just burn the vein without protecting those tissues, then you can cause a lot of problems,
Yeah.
right? Like nerve pains and skin burns. So to prevent that, we use a medication called tumescent, which is like a liquid mixed with numbing medications that we put around the vein to isolate it, to compress around the catheter. So basically a patient doesn't feel any of that and there's no consequences to burn the vein.
Wow.
And those rare occasions where we need to treat the vein below the knee. So let's say a patient have, for example, a venous ulcer. So we have to treat the whole leg. We cannot use heat because below the knee, the nerves get really close to the vein. So there's no way to separate them.
Okay.
So in those occasions, we use the non-thermal techniques, which the main two that we have is something called foam sclerotherapy or a glue. Basically, it's a crazy glue, okay? It's a
Okay.
glue called cyanoacrylate, which is, if you look at the ingredients of the crazy glue, it's basically the same,
Okay.
right?
Okay.
And what we do is that these treatments, because they don't use heat, we can use them from below the knee. The disadvantage is that the results are a little bit less predictable and sometimes they require multiple sessions.
Okay. Just want to finish up today and get a sense from you about cosmetic venous procedures, right? I'm assuming you do those there. So for some folks, obviously they have signs and symptoms, things that affect their lives. But for others, or either way, you know, what can you do when people just don't like the way these things look? What do you do to help them?
So we do offer that. The main treatment for is mostly for what we call spider veins or reticular veins, which are the fine blue veins that you have under your skin. And we
Sure.
do something called sclerotherapy, which is a small injection. It basically feels like mosquito bites where we can inject the veins and the veins disappear. It's a treatment that's very straightforward. It takes about, you know, depending on the extent of what we do, it can take anywhere from 25 to 30 minutes. There's no downtime from work. It does require, most of the times require multiple sessions.
Okay.
Most patients will need 2 or 3 sessions to get the results that they like.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's always great to learn, doctor, from experts. And, you know, as we're saying here, like sometimes you'll have pain and achiness and heaviness. Sometimes it'll just be, I don't like the way these things look. But either way, the vein clinic can help. So thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate it.
Of course.
And for more information, go to snhhealth.org/vascular. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please be sure to tell a friend and share on social media. This is On Call with Southern New Hampshire Health. I'm Scott Webb. Stay well, and we'll talk again next time.